We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from Redbeard's downtown, it's the PM team minus P this entire week. So you're stuck with me. Fan Hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. You're not stuck with me for the next 15 minutes or so. Because Sean Gentile, a friend of the show on Twitter, at Sean Gentile, is on the hotline right now to talk about something he wrote that at first had me going all Stephen A. Smith, like, quite frankly, that's preposterous, doing the Crab Rangoon routine here. Buddy, I thought when the Penguins had a first-round pick, they were actually supposed to use it to draft a player, but you seem to think otherwise.
Wait, you said you're minus P today?
Yes, minus the pony of the PM team. Yes, minus P.
Yeah, you're usually plus P.
I don't know. Did I miss a joke there? Probably.
Yeah, it's a P joke, Chris. Urine.
Oh, okay. You're in the. I got it now. Yes, thank you. My brain doesn't work. My brain has completely been broken by the internet and by you saying that the Penguins should trade away their first round pick.
Yeah. Why would you keep it? If there's a deal out there to make them better, do it. If that's what it takes to package Jeff Johnson and send him away, or if that's like the final, you know, sweetener you need to make a win-now Kessel deal, just do it. Look at the players that are around at 21. Like, it would be different if you're talking about the sixth pick in the draft or the, you know, the eighth pick in the draft. But the last three guys, one of them has been in the NHL. The last three guys taken at 21. And Philip Chytil, and he plays for the Rangers, and he's not particularly good. So I think what it boils down to is that they're going to be terrible in 4 years or however long. They're going to be awful. There's no sense in pretending otherwise. They've done better to get younger over the last little bit, and I think Josh Yeo wrote something that was really trenchant and smart about that, because that is true, and Rutherford deserves credit for adding the Jared McCanns of the world in the Mata trade. They got younger and cheaper in important ways, but it does them no good to have a player who's contributing marginally in 4 years. It doesn't make any sense. That's going to be the time for them to get terrible and actually rebuild, because the die's kind of cast. That's sort of the choice that they've made. There's no 21st pick is going to save them from a rebuild, but the 21st pick could make them better next year.
I have a lot more questions, and I feel it. So it's, what you wrote, it's not nihilistic, because it's just acknowledging that a team that has been very good and has won many championships, the most tied with the Blackhawks in the Cap era, is eventually going to be bad, like the bill always comes due. I feel like what you're essentially advocating, though, is like party now while you can, and then don't get lured into the Pirates trap of thinking, even in a capped sport in a totally kind of apples to oranges situation, that you can be good forever. Is that about right? Like,
yeah,
don't try to extend a window into perpetuity.
Realize when your window's open. Like, this is what you built for, and that's what the Pirates, I think, that's what their greatest failure was that they looked at the team in 2013, 14, 15, when you have an MVP caliber player and you have other role guys at their absolute peak, and you have, you know, the Garrett Coles and the AJ Burnett and the rotations that they had. That isn't repeatable, and I think that was their failure, was realizing how difficult it is to build a championship caliber team around elite, you know, a guy like McCutchen, and certainly guys like Crosby and Malkin and Letang. You need to understand when you have that and maximize those guys, because it's really, really hard to get that collection of talent together with any sort of consistency. So yeah, just sell out. What is the point of all of this if it's not to win as many titles as possible when you have transcendent athletes, whether it's Sidney Crosby or LeBron James or Andrew McCutchen or anybody? Like, it's funny. It's funny to see it happen across sports where people just, you get caught in this trap of always thinking about tomorrow. Often it's at the expense of today. And that's what happened to the Pirates. Like, it would be one thing if you're talking about an actual chip, right, where say they made some crazy trade and it turned out that they were going to have the third pick and a chance to take up Alex Turcotte or one of those guys. They don't. You're talking about the 21st pick. That's an asset you can package together with other things that get better now, and there's no point in not doing it.
The two names you mentioned to use that 21st pick in, and we're talking to Sean Gentile at Sean Gentile on Twitter. Go check out this piece, by the way. Of course, the Penguins should trade away their first-round pick. The two names you mentioned, though, are Jack Johnson to try to get a deal done that gets him sent out of town, and Phil Kessel, maybe a sweetener in some sort of deal there. I guess, one, do you still think a Jack Johnson deal is possibly on the table because it felt like the Mata trade sort of nixed that? And two, do you think they are a better team next year with Phil Kessel here or not?
I think if you look at the deal that was proposed from the Wild, that's the exact sort of deal that would make them, you know, potentially better. It's tough to say whether Johnson's tradable, and I think it's also a valid question to ask is whether Rutherford actually wants to trade him. Like he was cap crunched and he said it himself, but you know, he just signed the guy a year ago and we saw how, you know, staunchly he defended him throughout the regular season. So I think the question does need to be asked whether he wants to move him in the first place. And I think he's kind of gotten our answer there. But I'm saying, like, as a for instance, you know, there's stuff out there, and I think if Rutherford judges that he can make his team better next year at the expense of 3 years from now, whether that is, you know, maybe there is a deal to send Kessel to Arizona for, you know, whatever, a guy off their NHL roster like Clayton Keller or someone like that you can package together and get space and open yourself up to other things. I think it's possible, but I think more as like a thought exercise, I think is what it comes down to. You know, if they can get better in the immediate future, just do it. Don't overthink it. Make the most of it because this isn't going to happen again. Players of Crosby and Malkin caliber playing on the same team, and you can throw a Tang in there too, it doesn't happen regularly. And I think everyone needs to understand that. Like, it's crazy to me that you're talking about making the 21st pick on the tail end of all this. Honestly, it's bizarre.
Talking with Sean Gentile right now, and check out his piece. Of course, the Penguins should trade away their first-round pick at Sean Gentile on Twitter. And the PM team is brought to you by Waynesburg University. Grow your career with knowledge, grace, and service. Learn more at waynesburg.edu. I don't know if I've ever asked you directly where you come down on the great debate of did Phil Kessel have a good season for the Penguins last year or not, but I'll do it right now.
Yeah, I think he did. But I think that comes with some caveats. You know, he was, you know, a lot of those points came on the power play, and he did take a step back in terms of 5-on-5 effectiveness and all the defensive stuff that people nailed him for wrongfully earlier in his career is now coming to pass. So I think you are maybe seeing the start of a tail off for him. But man, the dude still scored a point a game, and there just aren't a lot of those guys. It's not possible to say that a player who scored a point per game in the NHL in 2019 had a bad year. It's not possible. When you do that, it disqualifies you from that part of the conversation.
I really didn't think – so are you saying that the people that will detract from his performance are underestimating still how goal – like anti-goal basically this league is?
Yeah. Like, I don't think Phil Kessel's above criticism. He absolutely isn't. I've seen that myself, man. Like anytime you criticize the guy, like there's gonna be people who say that you're an idiot, and then there's gonna be people who act like you just cracked some sort of code and said something that people are afraid to see. I don't think either are true, but I think at the end of the day, you gotta just be honest about what Phil Kessel did last year. 82 points, yes, probably too many on the power play, but guess what? Those ones count too, and he's a poor defensive player, which you know he has. He has been for a couple years. That doesn't make him bad. That doesn't mean he had a bad season. It may not have been, you know, quite as, if you look only at the points, then maybe, you know, maybe those lie a little bit, but at the end of the day, that counts for something, man. He's productive and he's still really good. I'm not sure if I'd want him, you know, at that price tag for a bunch more years, but there's no sense in arguing that he's bad last year either.
A couple more minutes with Sean Gentile. Hit him at Twitter, at Sean Gentile. I don't know. Send him, like, music suggestions, too. He's probably already heard of all the bands, you would say. He wrote,
I don't need those.
Of course, the Penguins should trade away their first-round pick was the column. You need to check that out. I was that out as well. Do you think, because obviously what you write is in service of the idea that they've got to try to win now. Eventually they're going to be really bad. Just accept it and try to completely max this out. Do you feel like their window is still very legitimately open with this core? Because I keep coming back to the jarring sort of reality of Crosby in Vegas talking about all the young guys in the league and how good they are, and it feels like in my mind he should still be considered one of the young guys, but he's not even close.
Nope. I mean, I think that's a bigger question. Do I think they're going to win another title? I would not bet on that. But like, again, this is like, that's your responsibility when you're a team that has players like Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. You have to max out and go for it. You don't get them that often. That said, like, I think they're going to have a lot of problems. The fact that they put themselves in a situation where trading Phil Kessel is like maybe their best possible, you know, road towards improving for next year is like, that's a major problem. So I'm not bullish on their chances moving forward. I think that division is about to get really good. You know, you're going to have the Devils add Jack Hughes. You're probably going to have the Rangers add Kapo Kopko, and like those are legitimate, you know, franchise level forwards. And the Flyers have a goalie on and on and on. Like the only teams that are potentially trying to take a step back are the Blue Jackets, because they're going to lose Panarin and Bobrovsky and, you know, whatever else. So the division's about to get a lot tougher. But man, like seriously, what's the point? Like, would you rather do some soft rebuild that isn't going to work around the last 3 years of Malkin's contract, or just go for it? I'll go for it every single time. And then the other thing too, if you look at like recent NHL history, I think and this is true for the NBA and whatever else, it behooves you to think, either try to be good or try to be bad. And I think that's the trap that the Detroit Red Wings fell in for most of the last decade. They were stuck in this weird neutral ground where they were, you know, picking 16th and whatever. And that's not where you want to be. Either be good or be bad. And I think the Penguins have, you know, kind of a duty to do their best to be good.
Or be best, as some people would say. Last one. I save my most important questions for last. What did you make, just in general? I'm not even going to try to drill down with a specific question. What did you make of the Lenny Dykstra dumpster diving story?
Oh, my God. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute.
Are you being
serious?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Can you just do me a big favor, my friend? Can you just get off the phone with me here in a minute,
go on
to Twitter, and just search Lenny Dykstra?
Oh, dude, I haven't paid attention to that. If it's anything like every single Lenny Dykstra,
it might
story
be the best Lenny Dykstra. I'm just gonna tell you, it involves a prosthetic body part, national sub chain, and a professional wrestler.
Those are like my three favorite things.
It is an unbelievable Mad Libs, and it might be one. Lenny Dykstra has been involved in a lot of crazy stuff. It might have topped the Lenny Dykstra craziness scale.
Oh my God!
All right.
I'm so embarrassed not to have known this, dude. Okay, I'm gonna go read about this.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Bye now.
Sean Gentile, follow him on Twitter at Sean Gentile, and don't ruin the Dykstra story for him. Let him find it on his own. Check out his piece. Of course, the Penguins should trade away their first-round pick, with a great explanation there from him as to exactly why he would do that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.